Good evening and welcome to all you loyal listeners and all you fresh new initiates alike. The Frightmare Theater podcast is supported by Sonnet. Listening to podcasts shouldn't be hard, but so many podcast apps on Android are cluttered and confusing. With its modern, clean design and extremely user-friendly interface, Sonnet makes it easier for those on Android to discover new shows, listen, subscribe, and get notified of latest episodes. Best of all, it's free! Click the link in the description to listen to the Frightmare Theater podcast on Sonnet. If you're enjoying the Frightmare Theater podcast, you are going to love this month's show partner, Pulp from Beyond the Veil. Check out this short trailer.
Can you hear me?
Do you smell the foul corruption?
Things get a little strange here.
And what about me?
Like, really strange.
Grotesque stench of rotten flesh.
Yet consider this an invitation to our humble podcast.
I'm only just starting.
Just search, and we'll be waiting to greet you with a big hello.
Come here.
And welcome to Pulp from Beyond the Veil.
Well, that's our cue. Thanks for listening, and enjoy tonight's terrifying episode.
The hour has grown late, and shadows lurk around every corner. And even though we here at Frightmare Theater are taking this month off from our regular putrid programming in preparation for our special Halloween creature double feature, we wanted to share a very special mini-episode with you hungry horror hounds. Typically, these special mini-episodes are reserved only for our Frightmare Theater podcast family members on Patreon. Those loyal listeners who support the show every month gain exclusive access to these special mini-episodes, as well as behind-the-scenes videos and photos, exclusive interviews, script downloads, and more! If you are enjoying the audio atrocities we provide every month, we urge you to join the Frightmare Theater podcast family and support the show on Patreon. After all, producing a monthly horror audio drama series is a monstrous undertaking. We want to thank you from the bottom of our little black hearts. And now, loyal listeners, it is time once again to turn down those lights and turn up the terror as you are treated to the traumatic tale of the girl from down the lane.
The Girl from Down the Lane. Brace your heart and steel your soul against my tale arcane. With warning, I regale you with The Girl from Down the Lane. In merely just its telling do I tread to things profane, and risk to damn you with my baleful portents, nigh insane. Dare I recollect to you my once so simple past, to my humdrum hamlet, where generations breathed their first and last? Picture me a bashful boy of low and humble caste, nondescript and stiffen-lipped, but a handy lad when asked what would soon transpire, damned my joyous times to blur. A mysterious arrival set the somnolent burg to stir. A silent girl in gossamers balmed in acrid myrrh set bristled backs to every cat and scared the local cur. Frightened folks would swear of omens born of ancient lore, warned of this beauty whose rarity ne'er blessed my eyes before. I was struck to weeping, such a countenance she bore, and down the lane she moved to the cottage, aged 100 score. Women folk were not unknown, we had our wench and hag, and either of them may have had their separate cause to brag, but compared, they may as well have been flea-infested nag. This lady would make Troy's own Helen raise a whitened flag. Her wan complexion, Taiga slept in undisturbed extremes. Her hair, a bolt of dichroic silk hued dark as deepest dreams. Her flow of grace gave envied halt to rivulets and streams. Shall I remind thee, foolish heart? Nothing is as it ever seems. Should Kronos grant me travel back to warn that beaming boy, even then would it not sway my dumb, enamored joy? My thirsting heart, which set to slake and never seemed to cloy, set down fond admiration's grail to drink of further joy. I credit them, to some extent, my furtive neighbors dear. They'd bait my name to gossip breaths, to cast unto my ear, from sinister suggestions down to warnings dread and clear. These pliant minds, I told myself, bandied to banded fear. Despite such valiant efforts theirs to counsel and apprise, to warn me that in fact she was chaos, garbed in guise, and even flying against myself as I too did surmise, my father's old wisdom damned me. Not one knows, ne'er he tries. So down the lane I made my trek, one radiant, lavish day, equipped with all my bundled nerves and hollyhock bouquet. Had my earnest tweeds put on and practiced what I'd say? M'lady, thou art the gentle waves that stir this lonely bay. But distraction soon did bid me away from bolstering word with wit. As I came to and saw the trail and something wrong with it, where once my path was met with day, it suddenly was moonlit and shadows darned by willow needles purling blackened knit. From distance, disparate animal calls spoke ill calamities. The trees seemed not to heed the wind, but foreign gravities. Jaundiced glows did watch me, dull from oaken cavities. I began to think my pursuit of love was symptom of disease. And yet, before my fear and ration were properly received, here was the cottage, bent in ways which Euclid scarce conceived. I madly thought it hungry, as it glowered, glowed, and heaved, growling, pleased, and furious, as its doorway slowly cleaved. There, inlaid in entryway, did stand the woman fair, laden with her linens and aflow with fragrant hair, the skin that caught reflection of the grimly rider's mare, and that beauteous countenance with starry, empty stare. It wasn't when she sprouted teeth I realized I was dead, or when milky proboscis started spurting from her head, or even when the inky tendrils coiled beneath her thread, not even when she spawned the polyps shaped as crystal bread. It was when she reached her hand, which still looked as a maid, palm extending toward me in a mania cascade. When she reached her hand to me, I knew my debt was paid. She reached for me and screamed I did, for then I was afraid. And there it is, my Homeric yarn, for thine and thee and thou. As much as I would like to tell, as much as I'd allow. Yes, I see you wax your chin and furrowing your brow. Shouldn't he be dead, you say? And yet he's here, but how? Well, even though I screamed at her, our first date was a hoot. Her name is Arpa Garfinlick. Well, I just call her Butte. She's shown to me sights ne'er unseen, and she's pretty cute to boot. We've been married nigh on centuries, nary spat, nor a dispute. Should you gather anything worth knowing apropos, even when the townsfolk and the trail should say, don't go. And even when who you're after has an eldritch kind of glow, sometimes when it all looks bad, you never really know.
The Frightmare Theater podcast is brought to you by Arcane, where your nightmares become reality. Tonight's special mini-episode entitled The Girl from Down the Lane was written and directed by Spencer Tilley and featured the incredible voice talent of L.J. Summers. The Frightmare Theater theme and the supplemental music is created by the terrifyingly talented Chris Porcelli and Allison Johnston, and can be found along with other haunting scores at chrisporcellipiano.com. All previous petrifying episodes of Frightmare Theater are proudly displayed for the shock and horror of the masses at frightmaretheaterpodcast.com. Be sure to stalk Frightmare Theater on social media and subscribe to the Frightmare Theater podcast via iTunes, Spotify, YouTube, or your favorite listening app. We so deeply wish to thank you for listening and hope you succumb to the dark urges of horror radio theater with us again next month for our very special Halloween double creature feature. Until then, I am the announcer wishing you pleasant dreams.